Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is a special meeting of the Judicial Council of California for March 27, 2012. The meeting is now in session. First, some preliminary remarks. Council meetings are audiocast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website. For the benefit of the online audience and also for council members joining us by phone, which we will hear from later, I'll ask them to introduce themselves. I remind council members to speak into the microphones and when possible and necessary to address each other by name. We have allowed a full hour for public comment on our agenda today. I understand there will be seven speakers, and Justice Miller will preside over that portion of the meeting. The expanded time for public comment reflects the council's desire to hear from all interested parties on these issues. It also includes, as you know, and we have in your possession, written comments. But before I introduce our speakers, I have a few brief remarks. I want to begin by thanking the council members for accommodating this special meeting, and I know they're very busy calendars. I recognize that over the last year, the challenges that come before us and the changes we've made in branch governance have made additional demands on all of your time. I also want to point out that we at the Judicial Council have wanted this meeting for a long time. But we also knew that this meeting could not happen without an independent report on the facts of CCMS. So today our task is complex, difficult, and no matter what our decision, it will be controversial. But it is also essential. I think you all understand and know that leadership is never easy. Leadership in tough times requires a shared vision, trust, and an abundance of fortitude. And as I look around this boardroom and table, I have no doubt that all of us are up to the challenge. I have this confidence in you because after working with you, I know that you epitomize the deliberative process, that critical value of the judicial branch. You prepare, you weigh the evidence, you listen, you discuss, and then you decide. Because this is a special session devoted to statewide court technology in the California court case management system, we will dispense with our normal committee reports and the other features of our regularly scheduled meeting. Judge Herman, chair of our internal CCMS committee, and Justice Breniers, chair of the CCMS advisory committee, will provide the historical context for today's meeting. They will review council actions on this decade-long project and where it stands today. But you and I know that's only part of the picture. There are at least two other factors that color our discussion today. And the first is the state's fiscal crisis and the impact it's had on the judicial branch budget. The conditions in our courts are becoming increasingly urgent. Many courts are operating with insufficient staff. Several have already resorted to layoffs of valuable employees and are intending more of the same. We're also seeing unacceptable delays in adjudicating cases. Those who practice in the courts and those who rely on them are right to worry. Budget reductions to the courts will affect access to justice in California, a cause to which so many for so long have devoted themselves. And in this environment, all of the council's decisions about use of scarce resources of the branch has to be balanced with our number one priority, keeping the courts open and fully operating, ensuring access to justice in California. The other factor I believe that affects our discussions today are the changes in governance over the last year. A few weeks into my new role as Chief Justice, we received a critical audit on the management of CCMS. We took the audit very seriously and immediately implemented as many of the state auditor's recommendations as practical. I also took the unprecedented action of appointing an internal committee of the council to oversee CCMS because I wanted to ensure that council was properly informed, up to date about this branch-wide initiative, and that decisions about this complex initiative and the software and early deployment reflected our policies. At every meeting since then, for the last year, Council has received detailed reports on the progress and challenges of completing and implementing CCMS. We have devoted many, many hours to the initiative, and as a result, I believe we come to this meeting better prepared, more informed than Council has ever been about the project. And I want to acknowledge and thank all of the CCMS internal committee members, especially Judge Herman for his extraordinary service as chair, also to the advisory committees with Justice Breniers at the helm. Because of these committees' efforts over the last year, we are far better prepared to discuss the issues related to the needs of the court. We do have several comments that have been submitted to us in writing. These have been distributed to council, as I've alluded to. They're also posted online so that today's agenda and other meeting materials can be accessed. I understand we have requests from approximately 7 individuals who have checked in to address the council about our agenda today. And I turn over that list to Justice Miller, and I want to thank council members in advance for this important discussion.
Thank you, Chief. And welcome to all of those who are here today to make public comment. We thank you for being here. We want you to know that what you say is important and will have great assistance in helping us to make this important and difficult decision today. Our first speaker is Judge W. Kent Hamlin, a director of the Alliance of California Judges and from the Superior Court of the County of Riverside. Judge Hamlin?
Fresno.
And I'm sorry. And as our rules indicate, you have 5 minutes, and I'll let you know when you have a minute. So thank you.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Justice Miller. Good morning, Madam Chief Justice, members of the council. I thank you for the opportunity to address you on behalf of the 420-plus members of the Alliance of California Judges, an association which is committed to the proposition that it is the trial court that is the face of justice for the citizens of this state, that it is the trial court judge who is responsible for the administration of justice and the delivery of justice in the communities in which he or she sits. And further, that the purpose of those courts and their adjudicative functions is the real purpose of this council, to oversee those operations, to improve them as you can, and to facilitate the kind of innovation and development that local courts can bring to their local communities. I am Kent Hamlin. I'm a judge of the Fresno Superior Court, and I've had the privilege of serving there for about 13 years, and it's important that I note that I am here on behalf of the Alliance and not on behalf of my court, because I am quite confident that if I were here on behalf of my court, I would be advocating a much different position today than I advocate today on behalf of the Alliance. You see, our court is stuck. We, as you know, are the early deployer of V2, the interim iteration of CCMS for criminal and traffic. And V2 has been clumsy, difficult to operate, time-consuming. I won't go into details. I've used it, and I think any of you who have used it, even those of you who are charged with the progress of the CCMS project, know that V2 is woefully inadequate as a case management system. Fresno's stuck because Fresno can't afford the $6 million a year that it takes to operate and maintain that system, nor can Fresno afford the $18 million that the Grant Thornton report tells us will be required in order to deploy V4. So Fresno would be here asking you for help so that they could continue to develop this product. Now, how it is that CCMS came to roll out in these early iterations, V2 for criminal and V3 for civil and other functions, how it is that those courts that were forced to deal with those had to spend a considerable amount of time and effort and money, tech staff, court staff, to improve those systems and basically help the AOC and its vendor develop what we are now told is the completed product, that's one for the historians. But what I can say is that it has been a difficult process for our court. We know it's been a difficult process for other courts. And there have been many who have attempted to bring that concern to this council over the last several years. I sat over here some 15 months ago when Judge Steve White from Sacramento came and told you about a very long road to a very small house and how V3 for civil has been a very difficult project in Sacramento. Asked you not to commit another $110 million to the development and deployment of CCMS, and yet his pleas fell on deaf ears. I heard our judge, Kevin McCormick from Sacramento, address you last summer and ask for a cessation of CCMS development and deployment. And while we heard at the council meeting that there was a pause, we learned at the next council meeting that there was in fact never a pause and that CCMS was going forward, notwithstanding these protests. Today, I tell you simply this, that while there may have been only a few judges watching your operations and the development of this project some years back, I believe there are far more than the 420 judges of the Alliance watching your activities today. I believe nearly every judge in this state is interested in what your solutions, if any, will be to the problem that CCMS has created. And those judges expect action, and they expect a difficult and courageous decision from you. And that decision is to acknowledge that the initial vision of a case management system, CCMS, that would be operative in all 58 courts and link them together in real time is a failure.
One minute, please.
And that vision needs to be abandoned. If the components of CCMS as developed have value, then those components will sell themselves to the trial courts of this state and other states. And that, perhaps, is all you can salvage of this project. But to continue to move forward with the idea that we're going to deploy to 10 courts, phases of development, ultimately with some idea that there's going to be a statewide infrastructure in place, it is a failed effort. I've read the reports. I've read the letters from presiding judges around the state who've struggled with this product. I trust that you've read my letter on behalf of the Alliance. That project has failed. If there is ever a system that will link the 58 courts, it is not this system. And so this court, or this body, needs to make the difficult decision today to end that project and save the money to deliver it to the trial courts so that we can keep our doors open and our staffs paid. Thank you all.
Thank you, Judge Hamlin. Our next speaker is Mr. Jose Rios Merida from the Service Employees International Union and the Superior Court of the County of San Francisco, 1021 Steward and Deputy Court Clerk 3. You may proceed. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chairperson and Honorable Counsel. Thank you for having me here today. I'm not used to speaking. I'm a court clerk, and my job is to be quiet, so I'm a little nervous. Please bear with me. I'll definitely keep focused. I've been asked here to speak here because my fellow employees think there's a ray of hope that we're going to get money to keep our doors open and our employees paid. So I want to give you a snapshot of the difference or how the cutbacks have affected the courtroom over the years. I started working for the courts 24 years ago when the courtroom was a different place. You know, there was always three people staffing the courtroom. We all knew what we needed to do. The bailiff handled security right down to where we put our scissors and keeping the doors open and locked on time, etc., and we all felt safe. The court reporter was busy transcribing and preparing transcripts, and the clerk, that's me, always trying to navigate this hybrid job of being a clerical support as well as a ministerial staff, helping the process, courtroom decorum, etc. I haven't seen a bailiff in my courtroom in the last 9 years. I work in a civil courtroom, and we only use them as needed. And there's maybe a few on the floor. So I've had to worry about security sometimes, even though we now have this airport TSA-like machine in the lobby, and people are lined up sometimes around the corner, providing delays and the appearance of delays. And so safety has now turned into security. And I still in the courtroom have to, every once in a while, make sure that things are locked, but we keep a different schedule than before. And sometimes I'm asked to look at people who come into the courtroom, determine if we need a bailiff, and I feel like I'm actually, it affects the way I look at the people that use the courtroom. So, and the same goes with the computer system. You know, we process our cases, and sometimes it doesn't do what we need it to do, and then we have to call downstairs and navigate whether the computer works for the clerks or the clerks work for the computer, and it's all very difficult, and I know that you all are also navigating that, maintaining the services that we provide, the administration of justice, and managing cases and figuring out what technology can do. So I'm hoping that this gives us a sense of an experiment and that some wheels don't need to be reinvented. And let us do our jobs, because I feel like I'm doing quite a bit more. And I'm being told not only are there no bailiffs and court reporters in my desk, but in my courtroom, but I'm actually being told that my job is not promised because there's no resources. So I'm hoping that you put the people first. Justice is about the people we serve, not only the families that pay our salaries with our taxes, but also the idea of justice, which is about people. Let legislators legislate, judges judge, and let administrators administer. I'm told there's more resources. We'd like to have them. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you were nervous, it wasn't evident. You did a very good job. Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Tim Lavarini from the Service Employees International Union and from the Superior Court of the County of San Francisco, SEIU 1021, Deputy Court Clerk 2.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and members of the AOC, Judicial Council, and Chief Justice. My name is Timothy Lavarini, and I am your clerk. I'm also a faithful employee of the Superior Court of California for the City and County of San Francisco, and I'm also a concerned Californian. I'm one of the many clerks statewide that has had to take on additional physical and stressful workloads of other clerks, court reporters, supervisors, and managers that have been lost in the past few years through forced attrition, closed courtrooms, reduced services, and staff layoffs. In my case, for example, I've been diagnosed with a 14% permanent disability as a result of my physical work that I perform in the commission of my duties as outlined in my workman's compensation case. But I'm happy to be back now doing the work that I love. Though, with cutbacks, I do even more of the same physical tasks that my original work-related injury, subsequent surgery, and 4 months of disability rehabilitation have. Please, something needs to be done now. In proper court funding allocation, working conditions, sufficient staffing before anyone else is harmed by the neglect of the courts and the people that it serves. Now, you may ask, how does any of this relate to the subject at hand, and that is the effectiveness or not of CCMS? Well, I guess you'd think I'd be sympathetic towards a system that is disabled or partially functional. But remember, I am not only a court worker, I'm a California taxpayer, as well as a consumer of court services. And believe me, all three of us have been neglected. Think about it. If this were your own PC and it still was not working as promised after so many years, and each time you asked the manufacturer when it would be finally operable, and he replied, just give me a little more time and a lot more money, I think you'd be outraged and insist on your money back. We, Californians, want our money back. You may say, what right does this clerk from SF County have in speaking on CCMS when the system is not even operating in his courthouse? I say that's precisely the issue, and that is why it's not only my right, but my sworn duty to the courts and the people of the state to ask you to look closer into this egregious service failure. We are not rogues. We are the majority of the 58 courts not receiving the benefit of this so-called statewide computer system created to link the 58 counties together to better serve the public. We are, in fact, courts receiving a disproportionately less of the funding for our IT systems. Hundreds and millions of taxpayers' dollars have already been spent on this already obsolete computer system. Please do not vilify us for speaking out. We owe it to the people that we serve to ensure fair and equal access to justice. This must also include a fair and equal distribution, as well as access to the very tax dollars that the people themselves had had to contribute. And who is responsible for the access to these funds? Did I hear someone say Assembly Bill 1208? This CCMS saga is no fairy tale. It is real. Please don't let this become another fabled Emperor's New Clothes. You know the story, where no one in his court Not even the emperor would admit that they could not see the non-existent garments, and thus paraded unclothed in front of all of his people, who whispered behind his back, but feared to speak up against him or his unscrupulous fashion consultants. Well, ladies and gentlemen, from where I stand, I see London, I see France.
1 minute, please.
Seriously, in closing, in recent times, the world has bore appalling witness to another avoidable disaster on the seas, and now knows exactly what the face of a captain's asleep at the wheel face looks like. If you are not willing to see that the good ship CCMS has run aground and is taking on water, at least let those of us who do gather up the innocent and move towards the lifeboats. We are asking you today to stop throwing the taxpayers good money after bad before it overshadows the good work that this body does. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Karen Norwood from American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, President of Local 3302 and Secretary to Council 36. Representing the Superior Court of Los Angeles Clerks and Save the Courts Coalition. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Again, my name is Karen Norwood, and I'm here today to make a statement. As you know, the California legislators have voted to put a hold on CCMS funding for all the courts where it is not already deployed. AFSCME strongly supports this position as a way to redirect the monies to keeping the trial courts open. I am here today to ask the AOC to step back from this technology project to focus instead on keeping justice accessible to the citizens of our state. The simple truth is that the majority of the courts do not want this system. It is my understanding that the large courts, including Los Angeles Superior Court, does not need this system. San Diego has made it clear that it does not want CCMS, as have Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Francisco, and Sacramento. For the AOC to continue to pour millions and millions of dollars into a system that its own judges have rejected can only be described as hubris. This summer, more budget cuts to our system will close 50 courtrooms in Los Angeles and cause 350 hardworking, dedicated court staff to lose their jobs. How can this body justify spending money on technology when the courtrooms that would use it are locking their doors? And our justice system is being crumbled into ruins because there isn't enough court staff to do the work. In these tough economic times, it is simply unconscionable to move forward on CCMS. AFSCME and Save the Courts Coalition ask the AOC to act responsibly and redirect these monies to keeping the courts open. It is your decision. You choose.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Gwendolyn Jones, President, AFSCME, Local 575, representing the Superior Court of Los Angeles Clerks and Save the Courts Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning. I also represent the paralegals of the L.A. Superior Court. Excuse me. As little money as possible should be directed to the maintenance of the existing court case management systems that have already been deployed. Courtrooms across the state are locking their doors due to budget cuts at a time when economic crisis has increased demands on the court system, not lessened it. More than ever, the courtrooms need to remain open and be properly staffed. Pouring money into maintaining a flawed and inefficient computer system is not the best use of our limited funds. While we fully understand that there are future costs associated with stopping funding to CCMS now, we would like to point out that people's lives are on hold because the courts no longer have the resources to operate properly. Currently in Los Angeles, it takes 16 weeks to get an initial custody hearing. That's 4 months that parents have no legal recourse to see and protect their children during a custody battle. Do you think those parents care what computer system we're using? How about businesses that can expect to wait 2 years or more for civil litigation? Does CCMS funding help them stay afloat now? This summer, when more cuts close 50 courtrooms in LA and force out 350 more staff members, it is going to get much, much worse. People need to be our priority, not technology. It is time to admit that CCMS is out of control and be responsible and strong enough to cut our losses. The people of California deserve justice and no more spending on CCMS. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from John Streeter, President of the State Bar of California. Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chief, honorable members of the Judicial Council, it's a great pleasure to have the privilege to address the Council on this critically important topic. As president of the bar this year, I have been traveling around the state talking to lawyers in many counties, and I am hearing overwhelmingly that there is a desire, there is a need for automated filing for the benefits that CCMS is designed to give, and that in fact in the preliminary testing and validation of the V4 system shows that this system would deliver. Uniform justice statewide is an aspiration and a goal that we have been moving towards for many years, and this is a capstone feature of that. Let me mention just a few of the critically important benefits. I mentioned e-filing. Lawyers very much would like to see that. But more importantly, we're talking about access to justice. We're talking about the ability of people, many of whom are unrepresented, to get access to court records in an easy, cost-effective way. We are talking about the ability of our judicial partners, not just the branch, law enforcement, for example, getting access to court records and improving and looking after public safety as a result. For example, when law officers respond to calls, complaints of domestic violence, they oftentimes don't know the level of risk they're encountering. Access electronically to judicial records across the state will help those peace officers know whether they're facing a level of risk that could endanger lives. The foster care system is another example of the critically important need to have access to court records in different counties. So there are benefits that all of us who work within the system recognize in sharing information between counties. Third, just having the large amount of data that would be compiled by access to data for all 58 counties would improve this council's ability to make policy for the branch. Fourth, and I believe one of the most important and underemphasized values of this system is transparency to the public. Transparency that every working reporter will tell you is critical to their reporting on what happens in the courtrooms around the state. Increased transparency is very importantly linked to confidence in the branch, to public education about what happens in our courtrooms. So those four things: access to justice, increased access for our judicial partners, increased information available for judicial policymaking, and transparency are things that I think you ought to focus on. I won't engage in the debate. I'm not in a position to engage in a debate about the workability of the system. We've had some suggestions, and we've all read about them, about whether the system works and whether it would impact jobs. The record is before you. I trust that you will be guided by not anecdotal evidence, but the factual record that is before you. This is a system that is long overdue. Those of us who have practiced in other states know that we are falling behind. California will become, if this system is suspended or abandoned, one of the states that brings up the rear in terms of automation nationwide. We should not be in that position. We should be leading. The aspiration for automated systems statewide is something that is in the statute, Lochner-Eisenberg, that governs this body and has for many decades. This is not a discretionary policy. This is something that's baked into statute, and I urge you to keep the value of uniform justice and access to justice statewide uppermost in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Paul Kiesel, co-chair of the Open Courts Coalition.
Good morning, Justice Miller, Chief Justice, members of the council. I speak to you this morning on behalf of the Open Courts Coalition, which, as many of you know, and I think you've seen the work that we have done, our goal is to provide adequate funding to the court system. That adequate funding, I think everybody in this room agrees, is to keep courtrooms open, to keep them accessible, to have them adequately staffed, and to make them affordable. A technology system is essential for all four of those components. I've been an early adopter of technology for the 27-plus years I have practiced law. In fact, just this morning, ironically, I found that I was going to be named one of the 12 highest tech lawyers in the United States. And it's not that I'm like 12 years old or write computer programs. It's that I've tried to utilize within my practice the ability to create productivity where otherwise I couldn't do it. I file papers much as we do in this chamber today, much as our colleagues did 250 years ago. We physically take the paper and we file it with the court, with messengers, and with hand stamps. And that time has got to come to an end. And the Open Courts Coalition has to advocate, and my role here is to talk about efficiencies. We need a system in California, whether it's CCMS or it's another system in place, it is, and I've said this before, embarrassing that the state of California, the home of Silicon Valley, does not have the ability to file documents electronically, to serve documents electronically, to have Edith Mathai with the ability to go online and get access to documents that she wants, or have the ability to know whether you've got an appearance coming up merely by going onto a computer. This body has a difficult balance it has to find, and that is the need to fund our courts. All of us want open courts. None of us want to see 50 courtrooms close in Los Angeles. But on the other hand, we have to have technology in place, and we cannot, and this is where my belief is this body has to lead, we cannot have 58 separate counties develop their own independent software systems that provide technology access. There needs to be a uniform way for us as lawyers and as clients and as judicial officers to have access to the computer systems, whether it's Riverside or Los Angeles or San Francisco, where we don't need to learn 58 different systems, but we can have one uniform way of filing documents, of serving documents, and getting access to our records. I understand that there are difficult decisions that need to be made and dollars that need to be spent. But from an efficiency standpoint, I heard one speaker suggest that we need to keep courtrooms open and not focus on technology. And my response to that is we must always focus on technology because that is what will keep the courtrooms open. That is what will make our state a greener state than we currently are. And so I thank you very much. I'm pleased that I'm not having to make this difficult decision, but I thank you all for the responsibility you've taken on in doing that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Neil McCarthy, President of the Consumer Attorneys of California. Good morning.
Good morning. And I appreciate the council giving me the opportunity to speak here today. I'm speaking on behalf of the Consumer Attorneys of California. And first, let me recognize that due to the budget constraints, there's simply not enough money presently available for a CCMS or other electronic system. We recognize that. But that doesn't alleviate the need for one. Whether this council votes to suspend or completely terminate CCMS, you must recognize there is a long-term need for a uniform e-filing system in California. The members of our organization overwhelmingly support that system. We want a system that has the basics the federal system has, e-filing, e-service, the ability to review documents online, just like they've had across the street for over 15 years. Presently in California, you can file your taxes online, but you can't file the simplest court document online. A typical scenario is when my staff comes to me and says, well, we're going to file such and such document. I first have to ask which county it is to see if e-filing is available at all. Then we have to determine if it fits in the narrow parameters of what can be e-filed. Is it a complex case? Is it a case that's been acknowledged by the court or one of the limited cases where the court will allow e-filing? And it varies widely from county to county. And it's tremendously inefficient. E-filing is a great way to reduce cost. It's a great way to allow the public access to information they normally wouldn't have. Now, we also understand that certain counties don't want CCMS. And we also understand that you are under tremendous budget restraints. So what we would suggest is that CCMS be put on the pause button. And when it's paused over a year or so, there's an evaluation done to see what part of the expenditures that have been made can be utilized in the courts that actually want it. Because we've spent $350 million on this system. And it seems somewhat irresponsible just to walk away without any value for what the taxpayers have given. If the choice is truly between jobs in open courts and technology, we all want jobs in open courts. There's no question about that. But we also, as stewards of the justice system, need to understand the long-range consequences of abandoning e-filing and e-service and a court management system. And we need to understand that California presently is the tail, or it should be the leader. So at CAOC, we certainly don't profess to tell this council how to spend your limited resources. But what we would do is ask you to understand in whatever decision you make that there is a pressing need for a uniform electronic case management system in California. And when you make whatever decision you make today, please keep in mind that vision. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief, that concludes the public comment session. I did want to acknowledge that we have two council members that are here with us today over the telephone, Miriam Krinsky and Judge Terry Friedman. And I also understand from an email I received that Judge Erica, you will try to call in when she's available. Oh, she's here. Oh, hey, you appeared. Thank you. So I will turn it back over to the chief.
Thank you. I would like to take the opportunity to introduce our a new upcoming judicial council member who I spot in the back row, and that is the former San Mateo District Attorney, Jim Fox, who's here. He's getting a primer on how judicial council operates. Welcome, Jim. But at this time, then, I would, according to our agenda, call up our first set of speakers.